Listening Library presents Who Were the Beatles? By Jeff Edgers. Read for you by Kevin Pariseau.
Who were the Beatles? They were known as the Fab Four. And they were so famous that if you just said John, Paul, George, and Ringo, people knew who you were talking about. They looked different from most young guys in the early 1960s. They wore their hair longer. Reporters called them the mop tops. Their clothes were different, too. They wore collarless suit jackets, which buttoned all the way to the top. Their accents were different, too, because they were from England. Liverpool, England. Before that, all the biggest pop stars were American. Most of all, their music sounded different. It was rock and roll, but not like anything kids had heard before. When the band came to the United States for the first time, concert stadiums sold out. People went wild. Girls fainted. Newspapers called it the British invasion. They were even bigger than Elvis. Then, when they were at their most popular, the Fab Four broke up. Yet today, 40 years later, their songs still hit the top of the charts. Who was this band? The Beatles, the greatest rock group ever. Here is their story. Chapter 1. John Lennon. There was nothing quiet about John Lennon, not even the day he was born. It was October 9th, 1940. World War II was raging in Europe. Liverpool, England, was being bombed by the Germans. But baby John couldn't wait. His mother, Julia, went to the hospital and gave birth at 7 in the morning. As he arrived, the walls of the hospital shook from falling bombs. Even before the war, Liverpool was a gloomy place to live. Once a thriving seaport, the rain-soaked city had become run down. Many factories were closing, and those that remained open didn't have enough jobs. Poor families were crammed into small apartments in the slums of town. At first, John lived with his mother and grandparents. John's father, Alfred, was never around. He worked on a ship and was gone for months on end. As hard as she tried, John's mother couldn't make enough money to support her baby son. For a little over a year, Alfred sent checks home. Then the checks stopped, and Alfred stopped writing. Julia couldn't even afford to get John his own bed. He ended up sleeping in hers. Things grew worse. John's family began to fight over where he should live. Julia wanted him to stay with her. He was her son. But she had trouble taking care of him. John's Aunt Mimi also wanted the boy. She said John would be better off with her. Mimi lived in a big house in a better part of town. John's father tried to take him too. One weekend, John went to visit his father, whose boat had docked in Liverpool. Alfred asked the boy, only 5 years old, if he wanted to go on an adventure. They would travel together to a faraway country called New Zealand. Sure, John said. It sounded like fun. Then Julia found out what Alfred was planning. She told him to stay away. But much as she wanted John, Julia saw that her son needed a better home. In the end, she decided to send him to Mimi. Despite all this, John was a happy boy. Pictures from those days show him with a big smile on his face, whether he was riding his bike or standing with the family dog, Sally. Mimi gave him lots of books. Along with reading, John liked to make monsters and skeletons out of paper and paste them over his bed. Because John was so young, he didn't really know that it was unusual to live with his aunt and have his mother visit. Besides, Julia acted more like a buddy than a mother. She loved to tell jokes, make funny faces, and sing. She taught John how to play the banjo, an instrument similar to a guitar. From Julia, John heard stories about his banjo-playing grandfather, who had moved to the United States. It was John's mother who gave him his first guitar. She also taught him how to play it. Aunt Mimi had lots of rules. She expected John to come home after school to do homework. She wanted him to go to bed early. She often had good reason to get mad at John. As he got older, John got into more trouble. He was smart, but he didn't work hard. He did well only in art class. John spent most of his time making little books of poems and drawings. He also got into fights with other kids, and he sometimes made fun of his teachers, even when they were right there in the room. Perhaps he was acting up out of sadness. A few months before his 18th birthday, Julia was hit by a car and died. John was heartbroken. Years later, he wrote the song Julia about her. As a teenager, the one thing John got serious about was music. When he was 15, he heard rock and roll for the first time. Until then, most music heard on the radio was soft music, sung by such stars of the day as Perry Como and Doris Day. Rock was different. The music was loud. It had a strong beat and you could jump around to it. Many grown-ups hated it. Teenagers loved it. Rock had exciting stars. John's favorite singer was Elvis Presley. Elvis was from Tupelo, Mississippi. He had thick black hair, which he slicked up with grease. He wore his shirt unbuttoned so his bare chest would show. His jeans were very tight, and when Elvis sang, he swiveled his hips. Girls went crazy. Boys admired him. But many adults thought he was a bad influence. When Elvis went on television, he was only shown from the waist up. That way, nobody could see him dancing. John started dressing like Elvis, right down to the greasy hair. He also decided to play guitar. Mimi didn't approve. She wanted John to take piano or violin lessons and wouldn't pay for guitar lessons. John kept on playing guitar anyway. He was a natural. Soon, John formed his own band at school. It was called The Quarrymen. Still, Mimi wouldn't let him in the house with his new instrument. John had to practice outside in the garden. "A guitar is all right," Mimi told him, "but you'll never earn your living by it." Chapter 2. Paul McCartney. To Beatles fans, Paul McCartney was always known as the cute one. He had long eyelashes and big brown eyes and shaggy hair. He also sang some of the group's most romantic songs, the ballads. As a kid, though, Paul was chubby. His brother, Michael, picked on him and called him fatty. Paul tried not to let it bother him too much. As he got older, he started to lose his baby fat. Paul was born on June 18, 1942. His mother, Mary, had a private hospital room. Poor women usually had to share a room with other brand new moms, and the McCartney family didn't have much money. But Mary worked as a nurse, so the hospital treated her like family. Paul was a pretty good kid. His grades were good, especially in Latin, and he made lots of friends. He liked to draw and write. He liked girls and bragged to all of his friends when he had his first kiss. He loved music, too. Like John, Paul couldn't believe what he was hearing when an Elvis Presley song came on the radio. It sounded so different. Paul also liked Little Richard, a black singer. Elvis was cool and handsome, but Little Richard wore bright makeup, acted wild on stage, and sang songs called Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly. Actually, Little Richard didn't just sing. He screamed. When he played piano, Little Richard got so excited he had to stand up. Sometimes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?